Phoenix Down Radio is on the air. With your hosts,
Klaus Nightbringer,
Sarah Timono,
Chili,
and Luna Vox.
Welcome, everybody, to Phoenix Down Radio, episode number 50. 50, guys. How's it going?
Big 5-0.
We're getting old.
So, like, a few more episodes and we can start collecting Social Security, right?
I don't think that's how it works.
Damn it! Okay, I need to rework my retirement plan.
I think so.
I can't believe I'm still here!
Neither can we. I mean, hi, Chili. And welcome to everybody watching us live here at twitch.tv/phoenixdownradio. Thank you so much for joining us for this milestone episode number 50. It's not going to be the only milestone coming up soon, but we'll talk about that later. How's everybody's been since the last episode 2 weeks ago?
Busy, 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 as always.
How so?
I'm a savage.
What? Who are you?
What's a bitch?
You're a bitch.
Wait, what?
Oh, well, yeah, but...
That escalated quickly. No, he said he beat Savage.
Oh, so Savage is a bitch.
Savage is a bitch.
Savage. If I can beat it, of course it is.
But no, it's been really, really busy. Anyone who's been following me over on Twitter knows that I ended up stepping down as leader as Royal Hyperion Free Company. Just basically because I didn't want to do it anymore. It was basically like being a DM, a dungeon master for a year and not ever getting to be a character in the game. So I wanted to take a character role instead of dungeon role.
Yeah. Running the game is important, but it can also be kind of thankless, and every DM I've known wants to get in and play a little bit as a player themselves from time to time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So how are you enjoying playing it versus running it?
I am enjoying it significantly more. I feel like I've RP'd more in the past week than I have over the past few months.
Oh,
so
wow.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. The free company I'm with right now is they basically have the backstory of being a maid cafe. So a lot of weird things happen there, a lot of antics.
Oh, so, maid cafes.
Right?
They're so full of tropes. Kind of great.
Grandma sounds saying ERP.
Yes. Oh, no, you spilled. Why don't we have that emote?
A yas emote?
A yas.
No, the ERP emote.
Why not?
No.
Well, I don't know, because we only have three emotes, and Lava Scorpion has to be the big one.
Oh, I guess.
If they open it up for more emotes on the $5 level, we'll definitely take some ideas and what we'll throw into there. But
meaning he won't do my ERP idea.
I'm just glad he didn't decide to make Lava Scorpion into ERP.
Oh, my. Oh,
I mean, my. We could, but... There is that A rank out in Peaks now.
Yeah. Chili wants that as a mount.
Okay. I want a Lava Scorpion mount. I want to mount that scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, we knew it was going there. Oh, boy.
That's Phoenix Town Radio, everyone. Tune in next time.
Good night, folks. Just kidding. Sarah, how about you? What have you been up to the last couple weeks?
I caught a lot of fish. Like, a lot of fish. I completed the fishing guide for almost the entirety of Othard and Hingashi.
Damn.
Oh, and... Yeah, and I decided to try leveling up Astrologian without doing any of, like, the Beastmen dailies or leaves or anything like that, just doing dungeons and actually learning all the different stuff about healing, which was a bit nerve-wracking at first, but it's actually been kind of fun to just try out something new and different. I actually do feel a bit more of a sense of accomplishment from that.
Okay.
Plus, I finally understand what my friend Svender is talking about when he starts going into, like, theories about Scholar and proper shield usage and things like that.
Gotcha. So, Chili, tell me more about this Savage. Well, I don't know what this Savage is. I am a filthy casual.
My free company has quite a few statics that they have in it because it's a big free company. And one of the leaders, their DPS has left, so they asked if I would replace one of their DPS, which I feel bad for them because I'm a filthy scrub. But so they decided to help me through the first two savages this week, even though they've already cleared it this week, just to give me some practice. And with some randomers, we cleared the first savage and we got the second down to 40%. To be honest, I find the second one easier than the normal version. I know that sounds weird, but people actually mark everything out more, so it's easier to like get in the middle.
Yeah, I can see that.
Naked on raw alert, just saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, he appears to be wearing pants. Trunks.
I'll say that, but...
Oh, boy.
Either that is some real tan lines there.
Oh, this summer event was my favorite summer event ever because we got to perv on people.
Oh my God.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But
yeah, I thought the point was we were trying to stop them from perving on people.
Nah, well, I think Chili just liked perving on the big Rogadins and the Hewers that were out there.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, I cleared Savage 1 and almost, we got down to 30% on Savage 2.
I thought you said it was 40%. Now it's 30%. So can I get 20? Do I get 20?
Smudging the numbers.
Can I get a 20? 20.
It was about 35-40%. So
gotcha. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Take a picture. But yeah, we got it down, but yeah. The only problem with Savage 1 was the team liked to kill me, and the machinist kept jumping off somehow. he died in every mechanic.
Oh boy,
that's impressive.
Even the first time we did it, I don't know how, but the healer kept running forward to get hit by the tank buster every time as well.
Does your machinist normally main Dragoon?
is the new Dragoon?
No, confirmed? I thought Red Mage was the new Dragoon.
Well,
it does have the thing where you jump backwards and fall off of Titan.
Yes, that was funny as hell. Yeah, that's been an image that's been making the rounds on Twitter and Facebook groups, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, during the ice phase where you go back to dodge the fire in the middle and go forward to dodge the fire at the back, you know, just forward and then back, then forward and back, and then one step forward. He would go back and then back to fall off.
I thought we were doing Omega, not Alexander.
Savage 1 has forward and back and
we
back
go
and forward.
Forward and back and forward.
Because there's fire in the middle, so you go back, and then that explodes, and then you go forward.
And back.
And then back again because of lightning.
Okay. Anyway, I think we've destroyed that enough.
Yeah.
I played the game this week. I played the game this week. I actually, last week I actually took a break. I logged in and did some daily stuff, but I did not get one tome last week. And
hey,
you know what?
I got like 50.
I got zero tomes, and it was liberating. It really was.
Yeah.
You know how I didn't even mean to cap tome. I just cap tomes by doing hunt.
Yeah, that's a thing too. But normally I'll run my my dungeon and stuff like that. But I just didn't feel like it. You know what I did instead? I think I talked a little bit about it last episode, but my rating has been Pokemon Go. I'm not kidding. I don't know if you guys are familiar with how the raids work now with Pokemon Go, but the community here in my hometown, they're very organized when it comes to running these boss raids on the gyms, and it allows a lot of people to get a chance at these legendary Pokemon. Like right now, you can get any one of the three main birds plus Lugia. So it's been pretty cool. What?
I'm not judging you.
Yes.
What I do is I go to the raid area, cry because nobody's there, and then walk away.
I mean, the only thing that I'm slightly saddened about is I didn't get my one piece out of Omega 4 for my weapon next week, so I'm going to be a week behind on that. But other than that, you know what? I'm okay with it.
By the way, Mewtwo should be soon.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
It went live in Japan a couple of days ago during a Japanese version.
Last weekend, actually. Yeah, that's it. And that's when they also announced that they're going to be doing extending out all of the birds until the end of this month. And we're guessing that Mewtwo's going to come next month or potentially next week. We'll have to see. Niantic does really weird stuff.
All I care about is Mew. So
And they haven't announced anything about Mew. But, like I said, it's been fun, and I want to throw early shout-out out to the Hutchinson Pokemon Go group. They've been doing an awesome job keeping it going. So we got a few Final Fantasy people that play that are in that as well, and I'm hoping that they're going to be either listening to us live or checking out the podcast. So if you hear this, shout-out to you guys. Thank you so much. So that kind of covers... Go ahead, Chili, sorry.
I would like a Missing Moogle quest. That would be amazing.
Oh, missing number?
Yeah. You get it by, I don't know, lagging the GPS, and then you surf up and down the side of a beach. I don't know.
Anyway. So that kind of covers what happened to us in the show. One other quick piece that I want to just discuss before we get into gaming and community news is we finally did it, guys. We hit 100 subs out on YouTube. So we are now youtube.com/phoenixdownradio. You can find us very easily. And if you want to check out the video versions of all of our podcasts, as well as a few other things. Oh my God, it's an Ultros!
Yeah, right? He just kind of...
Oh my God!
He just kind of showed up. There you go.
See you guys, bye!
He's coming at us.
Bye! Why are we here again? This seems unwise on multiple levels.
Sorry, that was just funny as hell.
I want to go play with him.
Oh. I'm gonna kill him. Here we go.
All right. Well, I kind of can't, but anyway.
You do you. You do you. Oh.
And Luna, just to address what you said in the Discord, I don't have to move. They turned it off. I'm not gonna get logged out this time for not moving.
Yeah. That's no longer a thing.
So yeah, if you don't know that, it's no longer a thing. So
well. Good. I just wanted to be helpful.
I know. All right.
That's so, what you get for wanting things.
If you haven't,
I just want to kill this hentai monster, okay?
If you haven't yet followed us out on YouTube, we are now youtube.com/phoenixdownradio. Go ahead and click on that subscribe button, and you'll be able to check out all of the videos that we post out there. We've got 80-some videos right now, so go check them out. I mean, they're not all the podcast. It's not all just podcasts. We also have a few other things as well. We're going to watch this a little bit while I talk about this next part.
Sure,
all right.
Why not?
So, they finally given us a release date for Dissidia NT, January 30th, 2018.
Ooh.
That's like right after my birthmas.
Yep. They're going to be releasing a number of different editions, including a steelbook
where you'll be able to get
one of three different designs on it. So, there's three different covers of the steelbook. There's a standard digital edition, a digital deluxe edition that includes the season pass. And then they've got Square really has a huge boner for these physical collector's editions. Did you see how much they want for that collector's edition?
$180.
$189.
I was off.
Oh, boy.
It does include a Warrior of Light bust, some exclusive skins, an exclusive steelbook cover, and some other stuff.
A minute. Did you?
I said a bust, yes.
Boobs! The boobs! I'm really a 12-year-old boy in disguise.
Yes, we know.
The boobs!
Ultros came for the busts.
All the busts.
But he stays for the radio.
He's just kind of hanging out over there now.
But yeah, so you can pay anywhere between $60 and $190, depending on which edition of the game you get.
You know what? I'm going to buy the collector's edition.
I'm probably going to go digital deluxe, honestly.
Well,
I have no idea what I'm doing.
It's a week after my birthday, so it'd be like a birthday present for myself.
Oh, okay. Or are you going to do a GoFundMe to get it paid for?
Well, I'll just put on a gift tag like I did before with Borderlands when I bought that for Christmas. Once I put, from me to me, I didn't know I was so generous.
You're so kind, Chili.
But anyway, that also puts a reminder out that if you have not yet signed up for the NA closed beta test, the signups end tomorrow. So go ahead and sign up on the Square Enix website if you want to beta test the new Dissidia game on PlayStation 4.
And you should. It looks amazing.
It does. It's based off of the arcade version they have currently in Japan, I believe. So. Please look forward to it.
There'll be new characters announced for the next few months as well, every month.
Yep. The newest character they announced was actually Jekt. So it was a villain.
Yeah, they're all villains.
Kinda ish.
He is considered a villain, I believe.
Well, I mean, in Zero, in Dissidia Duo Decem, he was kind of heroic, but switched to the other side because no one wants to hear the entire Dissidia plotline, do they?
No. Not yet. This will be a continuation of the previous Dissidia game, but set far, far in the future.
Yeah, the entire timeline's a bit weird.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, for those of you who play Final Fantasy Brave Exvius on mobile, they are currently having a Nier crossover event. So this is the opportunity for you to be able to recruit a number of characters from that game, including 2B, Adam, Eve, Tutan, you know, a bunch of characters from there.
But 2B what?
That is the question.
2B or not?
That's the joke.
I had to... I'm trying, Klaus. I'm trying really hard, okay?
And Sayre says, I have bad timing. Damn it, Chili. God damn it, Chili. Anyway.
I'm going to go drown myself.
If you play that, that's a fun game. Also, they are still in the middle of the one-year anniversary in Mobius Final Fantasy. They just released the second half of the celebration area. Sarah is ahead of me.
You will have so many feels. Poor little Mog.
Mog. But no, I like that game. I've been trying to get through it.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm going to have to refarm the all those Dreadmoogles again for the dark and light cards.
Yep. A lot of the anniversary event stuff is bringing back... First, in a limited form, some of the previous events. So if you have cards that you wanted to level up, this is now a really good time for it. They're also doing a one free card summon per day, so that's always fun.
Also, damn it, Kane. I'm retweeting what you just tweeted.
Dare I ask?
You'll see it in just a moment if you follow us on Twitter.
I don't know. Do I follow you on Twitter?
I can't imagine why you would. It seems unwise.
Who would follow Klaus on Twitter?
No, he posted it out to Phoenix Down Radio too. So
I mean, who would follow us on Twitter?
Right?
King, you grew up.
Anyway,
I object to this characterization.
Yes, you did a thing. Anyway, damn it, interrupting us and doing our things.
Klaus's
and stuff.
Angels.
I will keep.
How do you feel about that, Chili?
Aww.
You're our cute little mascot.
Yay!
So, moving on to Final Fantasy XIV news. last week it was announced that Final Fantasy XIV now has surpassed 10 million players.
It's over 9 million!
As much as I like to hear that number, I don't believe it.
Wait, it doesn't say 10 million played accounts, it's 10 million accounts.
No, I thought it said players.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It includes free trials.
Yeah.
That's smudging the numbers.
And it also does not necessarily distinguish between active and inactive.
Exactly.
Sure.
So, while it's good to say that 10 million people have tried your product, it would be nice to see how many of those 10 million people have given you money. Just curious. You know, I love the game. Don't get me wrong, but we'd like to see, you know, what type of...
Just us four.
Yes, just tell us. Tell us. Come on, you can tell us. But it just kind of... It's shady accounting, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But congratulations on the benchmark, on the milestone, I should say. And, you know, it's a big number, and I'm hoping that they're getting some decent... You know, turnout with that for people who are actually buying the game and subbing for at least a little while.
To be honest, I'm going to say that the only reason why they probably announced the numbers, especially that high, by doing this is to make Square Enix think, oh, look how many people they've got. We should fund it more so they can do more content for all those people and get more people.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, use it. They got so many people playing the game, maybe they need some more development team staff members, you know, to help so you can get more content. Help out poor Yoshi. Get him somebody who can be either be the executive producer or the director, so he doesn't have to do both.
I have Eddie.
Get him a better wine opener.
Yes. Get him a Luna. Oh, Moogle Quest, I hope that's not the case. He's saying in chat so they can justify the subscription price increase. If you're talking about the one in Russia and I believe it was Brazil, where they adjusted it based on they increased it so it was more in line with what everybody else is paying dollar wise versus percentage wise. That when you're dealing with that type of accounting, you know, global accounting, it's a tough call on which way you go. You know, who do you make it fair for, right? But anyway, that's another subject, I guess, and a sore one for some people, I think. Anyway, congratulations on the number. Speaking of numbers, Final Fantasy XIV is set to celebrate its four-year anniversary of the rebirth of the game. Final Fantasy XIV, in its current state, will be celebrating its fourth anniversary next weekend, August 27th. Now, to celebrate, they've announced a 14-hour live stream starting on Friday, September 1st at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Ooh.
So, in this stream, you're familiar with the 14-hour streams they've had in the past. You know, they would have things like Yoshi's Room, and there's going to be a concurrent challenge going through the entire thing where they're going to subject one of the poor developers to some insane task.
Oh, man, like when they had him ride the mechanical bull while they were farming Atma?
Yes. He's never going to live that one down.
They put it in the developer room next Rising, so...
Yes. There's going to be a number of voice actors and musicians making appearances, as well as Live Letter 38. So, we're not getting live... Live Letter will not be at Gamescom like we thought. It's going to be during the 14-hour live stream.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well do it on your terms, on your turf, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like giving away t-shirts at events that aren't FanFest and not giving t-shirts at FanFest.
You say that as I'm wearing the I Beat Susano t-shirt that I got.
Yeah, you from
Gamer Escape.
Right, you take that off right now and feel bad.
Luna wants me to strip on the show, guys.
No, that's not
strip,
what I said.
Strip.
Chili wants you to strip. Luna wants you to feel shame.
Oh my.
But you can leave your house.
And Sarah is just staying quiet.
Yeah, it seems like the best move here.
He's going to get his wallet.
Oh
don't
my.
Know what I'm talking about.
Guys, I'm realizing right now that I have a full friends list.
Woo, that's good.
Please make it stop.
But anyway, so that...
I mean, Dunbar's number says they can't all be your friends. So you can probably just delete some.
I'm in the process. If I don't know you, I'm sorry. And if you're like, hey, we're friends, I'm like, no, we're not. And that's the reason why I don't recognize your name.
Luna's gotten too big for her britches.
Oh my god, he started playing 3 years ago. Why does he still not have a grand company?
Anyway, the live letter, I believe, is going to be starting about 10 o'clock Pacific time. So the full details will be on the Lodestone. Here, why don't I link that while Luna's busy deleting her friends list. Give me just a moment here. I'll link that into the chat. So check that out and, see if you want to stay up all night.
PST.
Yep. So I did have it right. Excellent. Which is midnight our time, Luna.
What?
Yeah. And that's about 6 a.m., Chili time?
Yeah, 6 a.m. for me.
Woo!
That's fine. I'll just stay up.
I would just get up early.
I can't do that. It's weird.
And we will be covering the contents of the live letter on the next episode because that's going to be airing later on the next day. So.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I have to go up early. I just have to stay up all night because if I try and go up early, I just feel sick.
Just make sure you sleep between then and the podcast. All right, Chili?
No, I'll sleep after the podcast.
You realize that there's like a whole
12 day?
20 hours between?
That's fine. I did a charity stream last year, and I was there from...
So you're going to be up for like 40 hours?
I was there for 75 hours.
Somebody send Chili some scents and make him go to sleep at that time.
Get a blow done. Or a blow done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, my.
See, but I was going to go with blowgun, but you guys took this and ran the opposite direction, like right to the gutter with it. I'm like, whoa, I don't even know where they're going until you're there. And no, you don't make that noise, Klaus. That's no.
Well, they say that would definitely make me sleep.
Hey now.
So we're buying Chili a hooker and sending it to his house. The hooker's gonna have a blow dart gun, is what I was trying to say.
Sure, and I'm gonna shoot
him and blow him. And
whoa, Luna, the ERP is taking over. The ERP is taking over.
I'm an adult. I do adult things.
I need an adult.
I am an adult.
That was kind of creepy, Luna. And poor Sarah is just kind of like, I don't know what to say.
Sarah's just probably over there. His headphones are probably off. And he's probably just slamming his head into his desk over and over.
No, we'd hear
it. Just like what Virgil just said. Welcome to USA Chili, mac and cheese on your first trip, hookers and blowjobs on your second trip.
And ramen. Okay, we gotta move on, because
okay.
We gotta move on.
Yeah,
Let's move on.
We gotta move on.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Speaking of interesting stories.
God damn it, Klaus.
The Tales from the Storm series is continued. We got part two last week, and part three was released yesterday.
I have not read them yet.
Part two is basically kind of a girl's day out. It features Alice, Ishtola, and Lise having kind of a little girl talk in Limsa while they're waiting for the Warrior of Light to show up.
They go and get their hair and makeup did?
They go to a patisserie.
Go and... Get their patisserie did?
They stuff.
I don't know what a patisserie is.
They stuff their pie holes.
Yeah, think of it like a bakery where they're getting like lots of pretty desserts.
Ooh. Oh, so they go and get their patisserie did? Okay, got it.
Got it.
Sure, I appreciate that. Even if like there is an option for whether the Warrior of Light is male or female, but that just sets the pronouns in the story. They invite a male Warrior of Light to get in on their girl's day out. I'm okay with this.
Gotcha. All right. It was a good story. Though this week's story was much better, I thought, called When the Wager Pays Off. This one gives some backstory about everybody's second favorite Lalafell, Pippin.
Yay.
Who is the first, you may ask? Why, Chili, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'll take care of that, am I?
Oh, you're going to go that way? Oh.
I can't be the favorite.
Well, you're the favorite of everybody who listens to Phoenix on Radio.
So anyways, When the Wager Pays Off.
It's actually a really good story. If you're going to read any story in this so far, that's the one to read.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
this one. That one is set actually well before Stormblood for the most part, and then a small portion of it just at about the end of the main scenario quest. And it sheds a lot of light.
Uh-oh. It sheds a lot of what?
Patisseries.
A lot of patisseries, yes. Yeah. We lost the Sayer. He'll be back shortly. There
I'm
goes.
Here.
Okay.
I was saying, like, up until now, we haven't really had, like, we know about the characters, but we haven't really a lot of, it's, I'm trying to figure out what to say without spoiling stuff, but it's kind of we know that there's something interesting going on there, but we haven't really had a lot of the backstory behind it explained. And it put a really interesting touch onto it, really fleshed out a lot of two different characters.
Yes, go read the damn story. It's good. Here, let's, Luna, do you want to link those in the Twitch chat?
Oh, I suppose I could.
Thank you. But yeah, that's basically what's been going on within the Final Fantasy universe. So go check out those stories after the episode. I strongly recommend them. The fourth story will be out next Friday, so check that out as well. All right.
Oh, by the way, you forgot to say about the live letter that the designer for Evilise will be there.
Yes, they did say that. So we're going to maybe learn about what's coming up in 4.1, especially with that 24-man raid. So I really am looking forward to that. See? It works. Anyway. Yay. So, Luna, this one, we're going to kind of let you run with it. And yeah, why don't you take over?
Right. Well, after a misfortune that happened this week, I wanted to create something out of a negative. So I started asking around to people, hey, what's your favorite community, creator, artist, Twitch streamer, YouTuber, podcast? And the response that we got from you guys was astounding.
It was overwhelming.
It was. So I'm just going to say now, if we miss someone, I'm sorry. Like,
there's a lot of people creating stuff, and people are really enthusiastic about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that is great.
We got a lot of people who commented on the different Twitter posts that we put out there. Couple emails, you know, we really got, you guys told us some people that I'd never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I even, like I said, I've never heard of these people. Now I have a few new favorites because these people that we asked to comment on it gave us their suggestions and I really liked some of them. So with that, let's just kind of go over basically my favorites to begin with. It's like you guys suggested a lot of my favorites too. So let's start off with The Crucible.
Oh my.
If you don't know what The Crucible is, let me ask you, do you like those tabloids that tell you aliens exist or Bigfoot and Loch Ness are real? Want to learn about the hottest gossip in all of Eorzea? The Crucible is for you. Honestly, when I started my role-playing company in LS on Hyperion, The Crucible was something that I looked at a lot. And basically, it's a tabloid for role-playing. I wouldn't call it so much that, but we even got a submission from one of the co-runners of The Crucible. Sorry if I butcher your name. I don't mean to. Sephiroth.
I think it does a Sephiroth or Sephiroth.
Sephiroth.
I'm not 100% either. So sorry. They're gonna listen and they're gonna like kill us or something. I don't know. They're gonna slander us in their next episode or their next next edition.
Do it.
Sorry. they're gonna run us to the ground. They're gonna drag us.
They're gonna destroy us.
Sorry, guys.
I still have my thing from FanFest.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. But let's read what Sephiroth, sorry, to say. I'm Sephiroth. Now, I co-run The Crucible, which is a fan-run Final Fantasy XIV smear tabloid. Think of the National Enquirer, but Eorzean. We publish articles Mondays and Fridays at thecrucible.tumblr. The Crucible. And we'll definitely put links in the description in our show notes afterwards, so you guys can check these out too.
Oh, while you're doing that, I'll take over your job and post them in
awesome,
the chat.
Awesome, thank you.
So.
Which are cross-linked to our Facebook and Twitter pages. We're based out of Balmung, but already have alts on Diablos, Salibers, and Adamantoise, and are always looking for new events to cover. We've also recently started streaming at twitch.tv/thecrucible. FFXIV, and plan to run a different themed stream every few weeks. So if that sounds like something that interests you, definitely head over to thecrucibleffxiv.tumblr.com.
Yeah, they were actually recently on Gather Together, and they talked a little bit about how they got started up, and they said that they actually timed their startup to coincide with NA FanFest. So that cover that we got... was from their first edition.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Their conspiracy theories are simultaneously inflammatory and completely unfounded. I may have started spreading a few.
The Lord Burian is a convert?
Well, yeah, probably. He has to get his sword somewhere.
Everything I tell you is accurate, and you have no way to know otherwise. Ooh, this one says that Rowena's secretly a Rogadin.
This makes sense.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're going to move on to some YouTubers that...
We should also mention another group that does kind of an online publication, the Moogle Post. They are at the MooglePost.com, I believe. But I just want to mention them because they are actually a pretty big contributor, and they do a huge spread every month of different articles. There's a bunch of people who actually do stuff with them. So if you're familiar with, if you like the Crucible, you'd probably like the Moogle Post as well.
Yes,
it's a slightly more respectable cousin.
Yes, that's a pretty accurate way of putting it. If one's a National Enquirer, the other one's the New York Post.
All right. Well, moving on, we're going to talk about YouTubers now. We got so many suggestions for people that YouTube and /stream. So I'm just going to quickly go over some of the names that we're not going to cover in detail really quickly. So Noriko Star is one of them. Thank you, Kane Thornbreaker, for suggesting her. We actually met her at FanFest.
Yes.
She was the lady doing the... She was dressed up in the Gold Saucer bunny attire doing scratch-off CACPOT tickets for us.
Yep. I didn't win on mine.
No, I didn't either.
Sad.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of people. Some of them have even been on our show. Ethis is one of them that's... Puka Jitsu, oh my goodness, my list is huge, guys. And like I said.
Are we going to lose you, Luna?
Anyways, Very Mary being one of them.
Oh my god, Mary is the best.
Mary's shorts are hilarious.
Yes.
Okay, the one where he just, like... The random shit post of just the guy listening to the jukebox and then doing that weird dance and then the Paisa murders him. I one day listened to that for like an hour straight on repeat.
Yeah.
Just the sheer comedic timing, the perfect blend of ridiculousness and recognizability. His job guides are top notch. I mean, I think a lot of them are obsoleted, but still useful lessons.
Mm-hmm.
That and you can't forget good old Larryzar as well, right?
Oh my god.
We'll get to Larry in a second. Then.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you were going to go in order. You're kind of going all over the place, aren't you?
I have a big list that's not what you can see right now that I'm going down.
That doesn't help us, Luna.
You said I have control.
Okay.
All right. A few more. Zeppla, X-E-P-L-A?
Zeppla HQ. That's one of my favorite YouTubers.
Yeah.
She has really good shorts as well.
Let's see. Golden Tot.
Did anybody mention Nest?
We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there, Klaus. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Oh my gosh. Let's keep going. All right. Well, this is crossing over into YouTube territory now. But yeah, let's go on the list that you guys can see because... And let's...
I don't even know what the hell you're going on about at this
point. Yeah, I'm not even looking at the list.
Don't worry. Let's talk about good old Larryzar. Do you like to laugh? Do you like a funny-sounding satirical fellow player who enjoys what they do? Then you'll love Larry of Larryzar. He is best known for his basically blank videos, so basically Black Mage, basically Dragoon, basically Scholar, basically Summoner, those videos. And his videos are very popular. They're reaching over 200,000 views each.
That's crazy.
I know, right? He's mainly a YouTube, but he also, I believe he streams sometimes.
Yep, he started to stream more.
Yep. But I'm sure Klaus can, since you're taking over my job, Klaus, right now.
All right. I will link the YouTube.
Yep.
For the Larry Zor.
Yeah. Yep. I think everyone enjoys getting a little bit of a skewering of the job they play and seeing the, yeah, that's what happens. That's how it is. Just having the ridiculousness pointed out, I know I certainly started seeking out every job I play, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a different view from what we get straight on. It's more satirical. And his comedy, his sense of humor, I just really dig it. Another guy along that line is Drek Gamenstein. Drake, along with his significant other and their friends, are a comedy team, if I have ever seen. Their natural jest between one another is comedy gold and always brings a smile to my face and warm, fuzzy feelings in my heart. I found Drac, who is a part of Ness, on my suggestions of YouTubers for his best of videos. So basically, he ran through all of Heaven's Ward with his team, and he took the best jokes, the best parts, and made a big long video with them, and they are hilarious if you have ever watched them.
Yeah, if you really want some funny stuff, you also need to watch when they first go into like Coil or Alexander.
Oh my god.
And
his best of videos, all of them are gold. But yeah, you can go over to YouTube and find them at youtube.com/DrakGamenstein. This is probably the most popular Final Fantasy 14 YouTuber that everyone's going to know. Denmo McStronghude.
Oh, Denmo.
I've only just heard about him recently.
Really?
Oh, really? I briefly brushed into him, didn't say hi or anything. I knew it was him at FanFest. He was there.
Yes,
he was there. His glory and whatnot. But what I wrote down for him, let's go with that now. Denmo has been creating original videos for YouTube starting back in 2013 and has blown up since then. With his popular videos reaching over 200,000 views each and climbing, Denmo takes Aoria and manifests it into his own world, full of giant rodents with white faces and everyone dancing as they create giant spires of fat chocobos.
It's so unsettling, but also so beautiful.
It really is. He did a video with his alt, Mr. Face, recently. Mr. Face. If you don't know Denmo, you'll know Mr. Face.
Yeah.
And he did it. Oh, God. What is his name? Psy? The Korean guy?
Yeah.
He did a video to his song called...
I can't remember, but I watched the video and I am like, oh my god.
He did such a good job editing that.
He is very masterful at editing his videos. I mean,
he is amazing.
Did you see Introducing Lalafell?
Oh my god. And yes.
Denmo is an amazing talent, and we are great. We are so lucky to have him within our community to creating these videos and inspiring others to do the same. So, like, I mean, I just have nothing but awesome things to say about Denmo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Denmo is doing amazing work, and he actually just recently opened up a Patreon. So he's been doing this on his own time and money for a long time.
What if he could, Moogle?
Yeah, Moogle, we can't marry him. He just got married, I think. At least in game, he did. And he invited everybody to join the ceremony as with alts as Mr. Face. So
His girlfriend is such a doll. Layla, yeah. I believe her name is. Layla Casimir?
Yeah. Along those lines, yeah.
Yeah. His girlfriend is such a doll. And she's actually drawn a picture for me and... honestly, it's one of my first fan arts, so I greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
So, thank you, Layla. Kind of moving away from the YouTube audience, that is Denmo, that is Ness, that is Larry and all them, we're going to talk about A Stage Reborn.
Oh, these guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn geniuses.
My god. Bringing the wonder and the majesty of theater into the Final Fantasy XIV universe is tricky, but the lovely actors, actresses, and producers of A Stage Reborn have done just that, putting on amazing stage performances such as I Want to Be Your Canary and The Worker. A Stage Reborn has filled a void that not even the player base of Final Fantasy XIV knew they needed. And we were lucky enough because we share a Discord channel. I'm not as drunk as you think I am.
Just a little bit.
Maybe just a little bit. We're lucky enough to share a Discord server with Wanderer Sabaku. Sorry. I'm bad with names.
Yeah, it's Wanderer Sabaku.
Yeah, that. That guy.
That I
and
know for sure.
We got a great submission from him about the upcoming story that they're going to put on. So, Klaus or Sarah, do you want to read what?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Sure. All right. So here we are. There it is. All right. So talk about their upcoming production. The Final Fantasy VI opera is sort of a Romeo and Juliet story with a lover's rivalry added. The West, Maria and Draco's home, is at war with the East, Ralse's home. The game itself doesn't give a complete story, so using some derivative works, the Queen-styled version, the concert versions, the GBA adaptation, we created our own complete version. Draco starts off as a bit of a street rat scoundrel type, making his relationship with Maria forbidden by the caste system they have. Him and Maria devise a plot to feign a kidnapping by an Eastern soldier, to which Draco would return Maria home safely and become a hero. He would be allowed to marry Maria then, but would also have to serve in the war leading an army. Everything goes as planned. Unfortunately, Ralse of the East captures the castle and Maria is forced to marry him. Draco is nowhere to be found until just after the marriage, when him and the resistance fighters of the West sneak into the reception to take back the castle that night. The final battle is a duel that ensues between Ralse and Draco over not just the castle, but Maria's hand. That's where things take a twist. In the game, Draco wins the duel, Ralse backs down, and everyone lives happily ever after. For ours, it goes a bit darker. The star-crossed lovers are reunited by the end, but now not how you thought they may, not how you may have thought they'd be. Finally,
spoilers.
In the end, hey, he wrote it.
I know. But he also wrote spoilers.
Anyways, finally, in the end, both kingdoms reach a truce and unite. Now, they've announced show dates as September 23rd and 24th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., September 30th and October 1st at 12 p.m., with a second showing 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. All times are Pacific Daylight Time. So it looks like we've got several weekend evening performances and then a couple matinees.
Yep, so that starts in a month.
I definitely know that. I will be making an alt over there because I haven't yet. I'm sorry, I'm bad.
They're on Diablos. So make sure to make your alt over there.
I remember for I Want to Be Your Canary, they actually invited people in to watch the process when they were doing dress rehearsals. I don't know if they'll be doing the same this time around.
Possibly.
Maybe.
But no, they do such an amazing job with what's built into this game to do their production and all these little tricks. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, I was really impressed just by the sheer creativity of it, finding all these different ways to accomplish the visual effects, the little stagecraft conventions. They clearly put a lot of thought into it, and like, there have to be people involved who have significant theater experience to have an idea of what they want to go for and how to make that work in this setting.
And just the time that it would take to get all of these individual people. I mean, a lot of these are just people all across the country who are doing this, you know, because they just enjoy the game and getting into it and just putting this all together using Final Fantasy XIV as their medium. That's just phenomenal.
And directing actors is already enough like herding cats. What is it like when it's like they're all in completely different rooms in completely different time zones and you only have audio to direct them by? I can't imagine
it's kind of like a podcast.
Kind of, but it's a little more
a lot tougher actually, so yes, I've
slightly more involved.
But no, they have done amazing things and look forward to seeing more from them. So thank you for announcing all of that, Wanderer. We appreciate that. And we definitely will be announcing it on the episodes leading up to your performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Moving on, though. I want to talk about a few artists that I know from the Final Fantasy 14 Tumblr community. We got two of them here. Our first one is Nuclear Wasabi.
Wasabi!
If you like a sassy little Lalafell that has created her own universe with her own monsters and her own story that kind of runs alongside Final Fantasy, but not yet with Final Fantasy, you'll definitely like Nuclear Wasabi. Her style is very unique. It reminds me of a modern Day 40 style cartoon. So think of like the old Mickey Mouse, black and white style-ish. She does do kind of sometimes more adult art for commissions and stuff. But overall, I love her work. And I think everyone, if they can, if you can afford it, should go and commission Nuclear Wasabi.
I think it just sounds really good on sushi.
Goddamn. Our next... Nope. Mm-hmm. Go on.
I remember a friend of mine who played a different game, City of Heroes, but talked about how she actually had a monthly budget of like a few 10, 15 bucks, sometimes a little more, where she'd just be like, hey, find some random person whose art style she liked and say, hey, can you do anything in my character? And just get like, have a monthly little thing of, hey, here's some cool looking stuff. And it seemed like a fun way to use your money.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have the extra money to spend on it, definitely mm-hmm. think about getting a commission.
Yeah.
Our next person, if like everyone might have seen her photos, but they don't know the artist back behind it. Dark H over at, oh my gosh, her.
Don't worry, I'm linking it.
Yep, if you're going to link that, I'm not going to read that.
Six H's.
.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Or you can click the link.
If you ever wanted your character to look like an anime character in the anime that you want, Dark is the artist for you. Absolutely. Their work is very professional and very clean. Every penny spent on a commission is money well spent. But be patient. They do have a very long waiting list. It's going on 11 months plus now.
Oh, wow.
Plus their commissions are a little more pricey. I believe for a single character background full body, it's like $150, but it is worth it.
It's up to $200 now.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, when you get somebody who's really into their craft and they do it very well, I mean,
yeah,
it's worth it.
You can also do something like a chibi version.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a little bit more affordable if you want like a cute take on your character.
Yeah, but either way, Dark H is an amazing artist, and if you like anime and if you have the money to spend, definitely think about giving them a commission. All right. Well, there are a lot more streamers, artists, YouTubers that we didn't go over, and I am so sorry if we missed you guys.
Well, we'll probably go over a few towards the end when we talk about, you know, just some of the other ones that maybe we enjoy, because we're trying to get more through the ones that were also, you know, brought up to us from, you know, our fans, you know, the people who listen to us on a regular basis.
These are the most popular ones, and the artists are kind of my more favorite ones, the more popular ones that I see more often on Tumblr. But moving on, we're going to talk about web tools, websites that you can go that help Final Fantasy. Klaus, do you want to read this next one?
Oh, our good friends over at Gamer Escape.
Yeah.
Way.
Whose podcast just celebrated their 8th anniversary today. So congratulations to Aetherite Radio and 8 years of Final Fantasy podcasting. The Gamer Escape is one of those tools that a lot of people will go to find information about things within the game, whether it's an item, something they need to gather, an NPC, a location. You know, they've got a lot of information on that, and a lot of it is driven by the community. It's a wiki-based, so there's a lot of user-submitted tools in there. So, you know, it's not just Gamer Escape that does it, but it's everybody who uses Gamer Escape that makes it great. And that's one of the cool things about that site. And Fusion and everybody over there does an excellent job. Has, you know, they do. It's probably the go-to site for Final Fantasy XIV, and that's GamerEscape.com. We'll get you to their direct sites, but if you want to go directly to the Final Fantasy, I will link that right in the chat here for everybody. That should go to the Final Fantasy XIV wiki portion of it. They also, like I said, they do a weekly content creator roundup where all of the different podcasters, YouTubers, streamers, and you know, think places like the Moogle Post and the Crucible will submit their weekly content, and they will put it out for everybody to see in one location, so you can see what's going on for that week. So we try and post our stuff out there. We post from Moogle Go Round, and then all the other podcasts put their stuff out there too. So we're all in one easy to find location.
So I remember that week where I was on three of them.
Yeah, that was the week that Chili took over. Chili gets around.
I am like the podcast bike. Everyone gets a turn.
Oh, boy. So thank you, Fusion, for that. Congratulations on 8 years with Etherite Radio. And, you know, thank you for all of your help. Thanks for the shirt.
I can't get paid for this Google Quest.
Chili, paid? What?
Yeah, paid.
Does anybody here get paid for this?
Right. I'm not at liberty
to get paid. In the smiling faces of our fans.
Aww.
I get paid in hugs.
I get paid by Google for selling them like all of your guys' personal information. Like, wait, all
Google has it already.
How do you think they got it?
You're not wrong. Anyway, so that's Gamer Escape.
Yeah. Sarah, do you want to tell us what our next one is?
So... are we looking at Garland Tools here?
Yeah, let's go to Garland Tools for now.
Yeah,
Garland Tools. So anyone who's dabbled in any kind of endgame crafting or gathering, absolutely amazing tool. Garland Tools, done by Clorifex SLR of Zalera. It's a timer, information base, all-around general tool you will want to check out. It's crammed full of information. Luna uses it. I use it. It's got crafting calculators for helping you determine the exact materials you're going to need for major projects, has excellent information about locations of quests, fates, other things like that. They've actually just started adding in fishing information in conjunction with Cat Became Hungry. They have really helpful timer features for use with unspoiled nodes that will give you alerts to let you know when you need to get to an area to gather for them. Very detailed lists. I'll mention, since I don't see it mentioned here, their information about the quests, including the main scenario quests, includes a lot of the lore information, including the journal entries and almost complete dialogue capture. So I've often used it, especially when I've been preparing for lore segments, to go back, read through a quest, read through the dialogue of it. If it's something where, hey, you want to refresh exactly what they said, oh, when did they mention? Really helpful tool for that. Very cleanly designed, works smoothly on a lot of different systems. I can't recommend it enough. I think all of us here use it pretty much all the time. I have it open in at least one tab that never closes.
But yeah, if I ever go to make a big project, like if I'm making someone a set of ironworks gear or tools, or if I used it when I built housing skin, it is definitely a very, very useful tool.
Yep, you can get the exact list of what you need to gather from the base element all the way through.
Mm-hmm. It has a great reference for which items need to be gathered and from which locations, which ones so you can purchase from an NPC. Yeah.
It's a good site. And yeah, you had mentioned a site that I wanted to kind of touch on a little bit that that's not in our list. Cat Became Hungry, or EN 14. What is that? I've got a link.
EN.FF1414Angler.com. Yes.
Also known as Cat Became Hungry. It is probably the premier fishing site. Tells you timers and baits and locations of all the different fish. You can set alarms on that to tell you when a fish is supposed to be, window is supposed to open up. It's crazy stuff.
Plenty of submitted information about the general rate at which different fish will bite on certain types of bait, mm-hmm. what mooches off of what. They've recently added a thing, gauges for each type of bait, indicating based on about how long it takes to bite, which fish you likely have on the line.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean,
the only objection I have to them is that in the last couple days, one of the ad things they have has been one of those autoplaying videos that pulls your window down to it. Enough Foster Farms. I don't need to hear about chicken.
Yeah.
I hate chicken. Yeah. Like, that's just been the last couple days. And hopefully they get something resolved with that. I know when you have issues with your ads, there's a stuff you can submit to take care of that, because other than that, they are a goddamn godsend.
And it's not necessarily their fault either. They sign up for these advertisement services and get a portion of the click traffic, but so they're the one, they don't put their ads on.
I know a number of sites who do that, who do ask you to, when you're having issues with the ads, to please let them know, because they don't get the
god damn it, Carlos.
As you said, they don't always have a say in that, but they do have a way to report when there's been an abusive ad put up. Also, one other thing I'll mention, they do have a Skywatcher tool that I'm not quite sure what it uses to gather the data, but I know it actually can gather data from in-game to give you a full thing of when it's going to be the right weather type for whatever you're looking for.
MoogleQuest, I don't think it does text alerts. It'll do it in a browser window. You can set it to set an alarm off in that window for you.
Yeah.
But you had mentioned this one, and I want to go back up to it. Ariala's website, ffxheavy.ariala.com. Mm-hmm.
The original gear builder.
Yes. Ariala, actually from Hyperion, just like Fusion, just like us, put a lot of time into this site. She doesn't play much anymore, so I don't believe she's putting much into it right now, and it might be down. So it's one of those things that if there's enough need or desire for it, she may bring it back, but it was something that she kind of did as a pet project. But she is the amount of work she put into that website, I mean, that was the site to go to when you wanted to find armor.
Yeah. I know XIV Dash Minions, I think it was, the creator of that recently had stepped down, but so he passed on the code and a lot of the support stuff to someone else to keep up. So that's another possibility. But yeah, no, that was the one. You go there, twiddle around with, okay, what if I had this piece of gear with this materia in it? And yes, was that clear?
The fact that you could slot your materia in there and save gear sets to create your best in slot lists so you know what you're going after, that was a godsend.
It even she even developed a rudimentary best in slot solver that, based on constraints you gave it, would make recommendations for what you would want to try to aim for to improve it.
Yeah.
What I really liked about that was it wasn't just necessarily, okay, this is best in slot and that's it. But it's kind of a, hey, I have this already. What should I be aiming for next? And so you could really personalize those results.
Yep. So I don't, like I said, in the past, there have been times when the site has just gone down. But so I don't know what the state of it is, but I know that it has kind of been in flux. She hasn't been playing the game as much as in the past. So hopefully we can get her to keep it going again. Very nice player as well. So
yeah, definitely. I know there's probably more websites out there that are extremely helpful, but sadly we just don't have the time to fit them all in.
That's weird. It's like a lot of people who play these games also enjoy amateur programming projects. I wonder what that would be.
Knew?
Can I add that one of my favorite Twitch streamers is got to be Evolved Male, aka your girlfriend's favorite streamer.
We'll get to that in a little bit.
I've never heard of him before.
We'll get to our recommendations towards the end of this, all right?
Yeah. I just want to plug him earlier as well.
All right.
Yeah, we know how bad
that's
you want
Samus
to plug
Rageborn.
Wait, what?
Or in Chili's case, a Samus Rage Boner.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, we got to keep on moving.
Keep
here.
It going.
We're going to kind of circle back, and we are going to talk about those in the community that do tutorials on Fight for the rest of us. So we don't have to go into those learning groups saying, hey, I'm new. What do we do? Instead,
we say, those watch
groups
a video.
Say, yeah, instead those groups say, go watch a video, noob.
Which, I'm sorry, I'm going to interject this. It's good to a degree. Requiring people to watch these videos should not be a thing.
Yeah. But suggesting we can talk about that a whole other episode.
True.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there. But what they do is amazing.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the other side, of course, is that it's not necessarily reasonable to expect everyone to be the kind of person who goes in as a world firster, sees the fight, and within 10 minutes has developed this perfect strategy for yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But let's talk into the nitty gritty. Let's talk about Mr. Happy, Ms. Tech, and now, I'm sorry if I butchered your name again, Growl Gaming.
Also, let's also talk about Zeno.
Yeah.
Because he also does some amazing tutorial videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All four of them do amazing work. Each of them has their own style to
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So definitely, like, I know this comes up all the time where a lot of my friends are like, oh, Mr. Happy's videos are amazing, and they just don't do anything for me. Like, no offense, Mr. Happy. Like, I'm sure people are, you're doing good stuff. Lots of people love you. The style of that doesn't work for me. But that's fine, because Ms. Tech stuff works perfectly for me.
And see, that's the nice thing about these videos, is that if one person doesn't work for you, there's always another option. If you don't like Mr. Happy, maybe you'll like Ms. Tech. If you don't like Ms. Tech, maybe you'll like Growl Gaming. If you don't like Growl Gaming, maybe you'll like Xenos.
And one of the things I think that speaks to is the fact that each of these ones has this different style. It's not just a bunch of people being like a Me Too clinger on, oh, I'm just going to duplicate their thing in order to try to get some popularity. It's each of them taking their own approach and putting a lot of effort and thought into how they want to present it in their own style.
Mm-hmm.
And yep, they present it in different ways as well, because I believe Mr. Happy is a DPS when he does his videos, yeah. And Zeno and Ms. Tech are both tanks, I believe. I believe mm-hmm. Ms. Tech is a paladin, and Zeno is generally a warrior, but I think he's been going some Dark Knight lately. But I know he did a lot of his stuff in Warrior.
The different perspectives are also great.
Yeah, so I mean, you get to see the fight from not only the DPS side, which, I mean, I appreciate that as a DPS. Maybe Chili would appreciate Ms. Tech's view because she's showing it from the tank perspective.
I love Mr. Happy and I like his Twitch streams, but his information guide, he throws a little bit too much information at the same time for me.
Yeah, Ms. Tech goes through it a couple of times, and so does Zeno.
All I think about when I think of Mr. Happy is his guide to Lakshmi Extreme. Avoid the chinchilla, avoid the chimichanga.
Anytime I read watch a guide for Mr. Happy, I think back to FanFest where I was at, the live letter. And mm-hmm. just before we started, I saw that he was sat next to us. Oh, hello. I said, I'm just visiting. He's like, oh, yeah, there's some great places to have breakfast here, here, and here.
Once you get into the habit, I guess it's kind of hard to stop.
But now he's just like, he's the guide for breakfasts for me.
Did you ask him about places to get mac and cheese?
No, I should have. Maybe next Fan Fest.
Oh, then you're going to have to ask him for ramen.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, moving on.
I wonder if mac and cheese ramen would work.
Yes.
You know, they just released mac and cheese pizzas here.
Oh, God.
Given
the general track record that England has with this sort of thing, I'm worried.
Okay guys, we got to get back on track.
Right.
We got to get back on track.
Community content.
No food.
Community content.
All right. Growl Gaming is one of the newer ones that came to the scene not too long ago, but both Denmo McStrong Huge and Larry Czar recommended him. And I went and watched his videos. He is very, very informative, very fun to watch. I don't get bored watching his videos. And he presents them in a very professional, very straightforward, simple to understand way. And that I can appreciate.
What type of perspective did he present his, what does he play as generally when he's presenting his streams, his videos?
I don't pay attention to that. I just listen.
I was just curious if you knew, because I mean, like I said, it'd be cool to see one from a healer's perspective. You know what I mean?
Here, let me look really quickly.
Anyway, while you're looking that up, Sarah, you had some things you wanted to throw in on that too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. A couple quick mentions. So let me go down there. So not in terms of guides, but just a general, well, one of them is kind of the website Eorzea Collection, for people who are getting involved in the true endgame, Glamour. Absolutely amazing. It's got models of a wide variety of armor sets on several different models, so you can get an idea of how those pieces will look before you set up the dungeon farming party for them. They also have a huge library of user-submitted glamours. It's a really great place to go and get inspiration for fun costumes. You can search looking for stuff that's wearable by a particular job, a particular role, like casters or healers or gatherers. You could try throwing in key words to get something in a particular style. And just as something, especially in the last week or so, as I've been leveling the healer, I've been feeling like, hey, I wanted something that was a little bit of a healer, different healer costume. And being able to have those options was really, really nice. Though the one I really, really wanted is male only, and that's kind of making me grumpy. If they are listening, guys, if you could add a search function that lets you search based on a glamours that contain a particular item, that would be really awesome. Like for when you get a particular armor piece and you're like, I really like this. What if people come up with that uses that? I would love that. I have no idea if that's technically feasible.
All right, I want to take this moment. Sorry, Sarah, I'm going to interject here. I'm going to take this moment to talk about, we're going to read an email that we got from one of our new followers, Krev. She talks about one of her favorite community creators, and that's Zeno. We talked about him a little bit, but she has a very interesting take on that, and I figured we would read her email so everybody else can see why she really enjoys Xenos's Vex. She goes, my first interaction with the streamer community was with Zeno back when I was just a bullshitting on a PS4 basic stream about a year ago. And I hit a PF up on Sarg for some A1 through A4S parties because I wanted to give it a shot. Zeno's crew jumped in the party and he hosted me with his huge following. Messages blew up of people following, talking, laughing, and BSing. While it may have been a troll host, because even I admit it was funny looking back at the video on demand from my channel, he's been the dude I've looked up to for raids. I was a super noob at streaming and FFXIV, and that has really stuck with me. His community is cool, and Zeno is a pretty cool dude. It made me realize I had a lot to learn, but that from that point, it motivated me to become a decent streamer. And to me, that is one of the most memorable moments I've had with an FFXIV streamer. So that is a really cool story that she got raided in a raid with Zeno.
That's really, really cool.
So, Krev, we thank you for that email. Thank you for the hosting right now. We appreciate that. It's pretty cool stuff. So they also tweeted a few other things that they follow. We'll get to that in just a little bit. So is there any other guide creators that we wanted to talk about, or should we talk about some of a few other fan submissions and podcasts that we've enjoyed?
Let's move on to what our people, our fans recommend.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Bryn's little post?
Wait, Brenda said something.
Yeah. Let's talk about
Brenda.
Bryn.
Who... Not Brenda.
Just Bryn.
Chili.
All right. Who wants to talk about Bryn?
Go ahead, Sarah.
No one? Or Sarah? Okay.
Go for it. Luna, whoever. I got distracted by Enkidu.
I got distracted by Bryn. Okay.
No, I won't call it the other thing. All right. Bryn Zalazar.
Zalazar.
A.K.A. Bryn. Of Sergeant Anus. Or Sergeant Anus.
Sergeant
no one can pronounce it. Sergeant Anus.
Sargatanus?
It's actually Sargatanus, but everybody says Sergeant Anus.
Yeah. They want to promote their podcast and Twitch stream. Bryn is a co-host of Aetherite Radio and streamer/YouTuber over at Work2Game. Bryn likes to say that what sets them apart is the diversity they bring to the plate with different backgrounds, opinions, and playstyles. They have great controller guides that help players focus on the HUD and controller skills to make it easier to use as well. Not to mention, they are family-friendly and keep it more clean over there, a.k.a. not us.
Not us.
And some that, as someone who's a parent, I can appreciate that. So, thank you, Bryn Zelazar, a.k.a. Brian, for doing something that myself, as a mother, can appreciate.
And thank you again for the hosting, Bryn, a.k.a. Work to Game. They added us to their auto-host list. I don't know why, you know, being we're not very family-friendly, like you said.
Yeah, we're not very family-friendly.
Family-friendly fun?
But we're fun, so.
Hey, I'm pretty family-friendly. I don't swear that much.
Yeah, you're not Paul. That's good.
For a British person.
Yes. That's true. And then our friend Kane from Hyperion. And
we love you, Kane.
The Phoenix Down Radio Free Company sent a few out of our way. He gave us a shout out. Thank you for shouting us out as one of your favorites. Maelstrom Radio, those crazy guys. Ooh, over where the sea swallows all.
The lava swallow.
Very Merry, Mr. Happy, Puka, Catharsis, one we haven't mentioned yet. And Spoffy. Is that how that is pronounced?
Spoffy. I want to say Spoffy.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with them. You're Spoofy.
So Spoofy.
And then our good friends over at GTFFXIV, She Heals, I Tank, Sequence Break, Moogle Go Round, and Muse Cast XIV. Some of our friends in the podcasting world, some great people.
Yeah, I did that twice.
Actually, yeah, well, yeah, twice, I suppose. But you've been on half of those shows?
Call me Mr. Happy.
Calling Mr. Happy. Krev also tweeted, at Heal Me Harry, Meow Sparky, Avalon Star, and Miastoso as well. So
Miastoso.
Long time.
Oh God.
Miastoso.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry.
But yeah, there's so many great community creators in Final Fantasy 14.
Yes.
And I'm probably going to speak for everyone here, but we are so thankful that these people exist, because the community would not be what it is without these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Without all of you guys.
Yeah.
And not just that, it wouldn't be the same without people who come to listen to the content and watch the content. Yeah,
exactly.
Support.
Yep. You guys are the reason that all of us, everybody we mentioned, and the people we didn't mention, you're the reason why we're here.
Let me go down a very, very quick list of people that replied their favorite content creators to us, so we can say thank you. This is going to be your Twitter handle, not your in-game name. Sorry, but McStrong Huge, Angry Cinnabon, Kane FFXIV, Move Your Heart _, Heal Me Harry, Bofi, Hunter Oscurita, Hazy Fails, Dio the Carney, D Bandicoot 94, Ryan is a big nerd, Quietly Lost, Shofi Maoni, I'm sorry, your name's weird, Armor _ Crush, Ether Imperial, Ho Sheep, and Drunken Siren. Thank you guys for submitting your favorite content creators to us. And if we weren't able to get to all of them, send us an email at podcasts@phoenixdownradio.com.
Yes. And also, don't forget Krev. What is... I'm trying to find her Twitter handle. Sorry. Give me a moment. At KrevLM_Twitch.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and like I said, we didn't mention everybody. Like, I got to throw quick shouts outs to you. We mentioned him briefly, Ethis Asher. Shout outs to Limit Break Radio, biggest reason why I actually decided to do a podcast. So shout out to Aniro and the crew over at LBR, to Callie especially, mm-hmm. for joining us on a couple of episodes. Shout out to who was I just gonna say? I just had it on my head.
Scalia, woo!
He is sexy. To Joe Never Fails. Definitely shout out to him. He's been mm-hmm. doing a lot of stuff with the Final Fantasy community, PvP, as well as he's been doing a bunch of stuff. Now I think he did a show with the introducing Dissidia. Did he not recently?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
and he's been giving away Dissidia beta codes in his streams.
So definitely shout outs to them. And there's so many, many, many more. Like I said, if you missed them, tweet us at PHXDN Radio, email podcast at PhoenixStarRadio.com. Comment on the episode in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or on the website, PhoenixDownRadio.com. So let us know all this stuff. We hope you guys enjoyed our sharing a lot of these user-submitted content creators for you guys to go out and enjoy and, you know, learn something new and just embrace the wonderful community that we have within Final Fantasy XIV. It's given so many people this wonderful palette to create so much goodness. It's not just a game for these people, for us and for you guys. I mean, this is our way of expressing ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. This is our way to expressing ourselves. This is my social outlet, basically, for me at least. And my creativity outlet, it's so many things other than just a game.
So thank you everybody who's hanging out with us in game on Hyperion server, everybody who's watching us live here at twitch.tv/PhoenixOnRadio and listening to us on the podcast in the future. Hello, future people. We love you.
Yes, we love you.
People from the future.
So let's start with those shout outs. Who wants to go first?
You mean we didn't just do a whole show shouting out people?
Well, I know Chili wants to throw some more out there.
Yeah, I want to shout more people out. Like to Gray, who has been watching us on the stream. Thank you, Gray. And she's dancing behind us right now.
Woo!
But yeah, can I do some shout outs?
Absolutely. That's why I said go for it.
First, I want to shout out to you guys. Thank you for putting up with me for this long. You know, I've been here for quite over a year now.
Yeah, you have.
So thank you for welcoming me into the podcast and thank you for having me. At the same time, thank you to the community for, you know, putting up with me in pretty much everything. but a shout out to Evolve Mail, aka your girlfriend's favorite streamer at twitch.tv/EvolveMail. Go check him out when he streams. On the weekend normally he does Pug Savage. Yeah, it's been over a year.
It's been almost a year and a half that you've been on the show, Chili.
I know, it's insane.
That's so weird.
Right?
Yeah, it's not.
I decided I was a guest.
Anniversaries.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a second.
Anyway, shout out to Joe Never Fails, a shout out to Maelstrom Radio. Seriously, you guys are awesome and I enjoy your streams every Monday night. Yeah, might as well. Shout out to Sayo Mayo, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you even listen. So that's it. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's joined us.
Who wants to go next?
Sayer, I say you go because I just did a whole entire show shouting out people. So
So a couple people that I didn't get the chance to mention earlier but would love to shout out to now. Shout out to Leah, who created the Wondrous Tales calculator, and you, Ryu, who created the Cactpot solver that I use pretty much every day. Simple tools. I know the math they work behind. I still marvel at the fact that you put it together in such a neat, clean package. Saves me a lot of guesswork, indecision, and I'm pretty sure responsible for the majority of my 10K mini cactpots and double line wondrous tales. So thank you for that. Shout out to Speakers Network, who, among other things, has been doing the Remnants of a Realm video series, talking a lot about the various areas from 1.0, how they changed in A Realm Reborn. A lot of that history retrospective. I have a soft spot in my heart for 1.0 and the things that they tried to do there, even if it didn't always work out. So shout out to that. And shout out to my dad, because today is his birthday. And yeah.
Happy birthday, Papa Sayer.
Yeah. He has spent well on several decades trying to take an earnest interest in what I'm saying, even when I'm going on about random stuff like this. And I appreciate that.
And he's been very beneficial in your research when it comes to a lot of our lore segments, has he not?
Oh, yes, actually. studied a lot of religion and philosophy himself, so oftentimes, especially when I'm talking about some of the primals, talking about the real-world religious aspects, other things like that, he is someone who I touch base with on to make sure I am not completely misrepresenting this, right? This is only like a minor blasphemy.
Is there anybody that you want to shout out that you didn't mention, Luna? Anybody that touched you the last couple of weeks? Not necessarily that way.
Oh, exactly. My.
And we've come full circle.
Giggity.
That's what she's...
God damn it, guys. I want to say a shout out to everyone the past few years who's just been my friends in game and eventually taking it out again. It's because you guys that this game is more than just a game to me. The fans of the podcast, it's other podcasts, it's other community creators that I've been able to get to know on a personal level, on a friendly level, that really makes a difference. And words cannot express just truly how much the friends I have made because this game means. So shout out to all you people. There's too many of you to name. Fuck you guys. You know who you are.
Well said. And I want to shout out to my local Pokemon Go community group here in Hutchinson. Been a great bunch of people to do all these Pokemon raids with. Shout out to my co-hosts, Luna, Sarah, Chili, to the past co-hosts, Sayo, and why can I never remember his name? He's going to kill me. Sarah, help me out.
Tristan.
Yes, Tristan. I'm sorry, Tristan. Tristan Mine just Nalo. Blanked. Good old Tristan. Shout out to both of you guys for joining us at the beginning. Really appreciated your input and what you brought to us at the time. Shout out to everybody who's watching us currently live. Shout out to our new followers from this stream. Really appreciate that. We got a lot of love from people following us on this one, so we really appreciate that. If you're listening to us on the podcast, make sure to come check us out in 2 weeks. We are going to be celebrating our 2-year anniversary, people. 2 Yay! Years of Phoenix Down Radio.
That's so weird.
I know.
Right?
It's going to be amazing.
And I love you guys from the start. Well, as soon as I joined anyway.
But
you know, listened.
So 2 years, we're going to talk about, you know, the ride that it's been, the things that we got to do in that time frame. And it's just going to be, we're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. We're going to talk about some in-game stuff too, but you know, it's going to be another amazing milestone episode. You know, 2 milestone episodes in a row. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It really is.
You know, episode 50 today. So we've done 50 normal podcast episodes. I mean, we've got a couple of mini-sodes as well. But and then now the 2-year anniversary, you know, next week. So I'm trying to get out of the way of this XCN real quick.
No. No.
And then, like I said, if you make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, YouTube. You can also follow us on Podbean and TuneIn and a number of other places. Just search for us, Phoenix Down Radio. Leave us a rating or review. It helps everybody in the community find us and helps to grow the podcast so more people can hear this crazy stuff that we put out every other week. And, you know, it really lets people know that you enjoy us and lets us know to keep going. So we appreciate that. If you really dig the show, consider becoming a patron or a subscriber. You can go to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/phoenixdownradio. Or you can subscribe to us right here on twitch.tv/phoenixdownradio and get access to some pretty sparkly, awesome emotes that we created.
Like the lava scorpion.
Like the lava scorpion. And also the love lore. Not love lorn, love lore, because Sarah loves lore.
One of our lovely subscribers are on. They could post.
I could post them too, but I'm talking. I'm terrible, I know.
That sounds like work.
I know, God.
Thank you, Nicknar.
There we go. Wonderful. Nicknar, you are the awesomes. Thank you for your subscription.
Don't worry, Klaus. After we practice walking and chewing gum at the same time, we'll get to this one next.
Oh, my God. Whoa. your support helps us to cover the things like hosting costs and allows us to do subscriber-only contests and things like that. We do still have the contests going. When we hit 10 subscribers and 10 patrons, we're going to be doing a contest on each one of those different platforms. So make sure if you're interested, go ahead and like, subscribe, you know, do all the things that you want to do. And you'll also then be aware of when we go live next time. So make sure to check us out in 2 weeks for the second anniversary of Phoenix Down Radio. So for my co-hosts, Luna Vox, for Sarah Timono, and for Chili, I am Klaus Nightbringer wishing everybody a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care.
Praise Brenda.
Phoenix Down Radio is a production of PhoenixDownRadio.com and Illusion Productions. Final Fantasy XIV and Eorzea are trademarks of Square Enix. In-game content for Phoenix Down Radio is a copyright of Square Enix. Open to music for Phoenix Down Radio is provided by Guilty Gear Rocky. Check out the Metal Chocobo theme cover and many other music videos at youtube.com/GuiltyGearRocky. Closing music for this episode is provided by GuitarWanker90. Please check out their full version of Matoya's Cave and other rock video game covers at youtube.com/GuitarWanker90. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are those of Phoenix Down Radio and its hosts and do not reflect the views of Square Enix.